ready? What the hell was that?
It was a harsh transition. Do you want me to redo it?
But I like to be made love to, Michelle.
I just like to get it over with so I can eat my BLT.
Sucks to be you!
They like to get it over with, too.
Do they?
They're psyched. I'm like, let's do it before Seamless gets here.
No way. They, like, hold it and everything? Like,
oh, not yet. I'm like, dude, come on.
I don't have all day.
Let's try and finish up before Seamless gets here. 15 minutes.
I want my taco.
Jeez. He wants his taco.
That was part of the joke.
I know.
Okay. Thanks for explaining it for everyone.
Well, I didn't think some people would understand it.
Hi, everyone. It's Friday, 6:32 p.m. Time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Franny.
I'm Michelle.
I'm pissed I didn't get any birthday presents.
You didn't get it. We didn't even get our wine of the month.
I didn't get one. Not one.
You know how many packages I got this week?
How many?
Four.
Of what?
One was chocolates, one was marzipan, one was the edibles.
Oh, you got them?
No, I'm just lying.
Oh.
I didn't get anything.
I wasn't jealous at all. I just wanted to be at the end like, who sent that? So I can make a mental note.
I didn't get anything.
Oh, okay.
Either.
Mr. Johnny trying to act like he don't know it's my birthday.
Please.
Next week, the 14th.
Please.
Okay. Should I invite all the weirdos to my birthday party?
No!
It's not a party.
How old are you again?
28.
How old are you really?
Plus 10.
That's a great age.
Whatever, my boyfriend's 28, so technically that means I'm young at heart.
Is that what it means?
Yeah.
I see.
Shruti said to me once, he'll keep you young. And I was like, Shruti, I'm going to punch you in the face.
I love her.
Oh, God.
Is she your smartest friend?
I would say it's a tie between her and Barbara. But they're smart about different things.
Oh, they're smart in different ways. Yeah. Barbara is very smart. Who's my smartest friend?
Me. Duh.
I was going to say me.
Oh, my effing God. For real? Of course you were going to say you. Today before the show, we were going around the happy hour table in the volunteer room.
I don't want to tell this story.
I'm telling the story. And the task was to give a compliment about someone in the room. And guess who could not physically, she just could not bring herself to do it. Let's just say it was someone in this room and it was not me.
This is what happened, and I will tell you.
Okay.
And you will know from the people here who I work with that I have no problem giving people compliments. It's like opening presents in front of a group. Like, I don't like to do that because people look at you and judge you. Like, I don't like to do that in front of... It was more about the group dynamic and less about being able to give a compliment. Like, you know when you open a present in front of a group of people and they all look at you to see how you're going to open it?
But don't you think you got those same looks and the same attention by not giving the compliment?
The thing is, that was you. You made it go down like that.
No, I didn't. I was not the only one who made it go down like that. Okay. Everyone in there was like, come on, Michelle.
Now I really have to take two Xanax instead of just one tonight.
Well, after this, I'm getting an intervention, so I draw the short straw.
Yeah, Ken made us play a game.
We had a weird happy hour.
Super weird.
DJ Kurt was here visiting, and he said his idea always for happy hour was that we all draw straws, and whoever gets the shortest straw has to have an intervention on them. And so Ken was like, yes. So he cut out all these little pieces of cardboard, and he handed them out, and I got the short straw, but then we had to leave to come to our show. So I told them to prepare their letters of admiration while we're here.
But that's not what why do you think an intervention?
Because first they have to tell you how much they love you.
And then they have to tell you that they're going to take it away from you.
Yeah, and then they tell you what the consequences are for you not following the direction.
I mean, I think it would be nice to be left alone, personally.
I don't. I've changed my mind about that.
You never liked being alone. You always liked company. You always said you liked...
No.
Yes.
My favorite thing to do is be alone on my couch.
I feel like you always used to say that you got lonely.
I get lonely...
Because I remember
like here,
we had that
but
talk.
Not physically, I want to be alone. Always.
Mm.
It's very complicated.
It sounds complicated.
Oh my God, wait, we have a show to do.
Oh.
You can join the comments community by going to wfmu.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. Gio brought us the beer that has 8%, so I'm a little bit drunk. And then you can also call us by picking up your phone and dialing 201-209. Oh my god, I almost didn't remember the number. 9368, because tonight we're going to do a positive show.
I love when we do positive shows.
Tonight, we want you to call in and brag about yourself. Tell us what you're the best at.
I'm excited, actually. At first, I thought this topic wasn't going to be good.
It'll be fun. We want to, like, make people feel good.
I do, because they're having holiday anxiety already.
Or do you think you're going to be able to do this, even though you can't give a compliment?
I can do that.
Wait, what are you doing, Michelle?
I thought you were challenging me to a dance contest.
Hold on. What? No.
I thought you were challenging me to a dance contest right now.
No, Michelle, I was asking you if you thought you were going to be able to do the topic.
No, because when you said, do you think you can do this, you did like a shimmy.
Yeah, but I was just dancing because I'm a happy young lady. I was not challenging you to a dance contest. Michelle jumped out of her seat, kicked her chair away from her, and started doing like the robot. That was so weird.
It seemed like you were challenging me to a dance contest.
Yeah.
And you know that I love to express myself through the spirit of dance. People are mean to you already, Mr. Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
That just means he has to get you a better present.
They're gonna send Franny to bitch rehab. Like, I'm not even a bitch anymore.
She's not.
Come on, dude.
It's true. Get with the program. You've been listening long enough.
Let it go already. We evolve as humans. Come on.
201-209-9368. I hope Lula calls again. She was so cute last week.
Wait, what do we do? No one's calling.
About no one's good at anything?
I'll tell you all the things I'm good at. I'm a great liar. Like, one of the best.
Scary.
I know. It is a little bit scary.
I don't know if you're a great liar.
I'm a great liar.
I disagree.
You haven't seen me lie.
Yes, I have.
Not for real.
Okay, continue.
I'm good at organizing and planning.
Me too.
You're better at that than I am.
Oh, wow, thanks.
What else? What are you good at?
I'm great at parallel parking. I'm really good at drawing with micro pencils.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Give you that one.
I'm really good at organizing things.
Yep.
I can breathe underwater.
Wait, hold on.
I'm really good at breathing underwater.
Objection!
Yes?
That is false.
Tomato, tomato, right?
Okay. I don't really have that many things to list, though.
You're really good at fashion.
That is so lame! Oh, God. Is this a show? Because...
I don't understand why no one's calling.
Is the phone broken?
Probably.
Must be.
Oh, here is a call.
201-209-9368. Kelly Jones is on the comments board tonight.
Kelly Jones did a show last night with Jim the Poet.
How'd it go?
I LOL'd 4 times.
That's a lot.
She talked about you.
Oh, what'd she say?
All good things.
Oh my God, that's a lie.
She talked about both of us.
Wait, why are they talking about us on that show?
Because there's 2 of them and 2 of us. And
yeah, but it's not the same.
That's what they were saying.
Okay, now I'm going to have to go listen.
It was funny. Kelly made a bunch of sexual harassment jokes, but they were in good taste.
God, I love her.
And then she made a bunch of jokes about drinking and...
I mean, I'm a little bit jealous she was on the air with him because, like, I feel like she's honorary Shut Up Weirdo host.
She's been doing radio.
I know. Since I'm just saying.
Before we got
I'm
here.
I'm allowed to have my feelings, Michelle.
Okay.
Kelly Jones is sticking up for me and she's going to kill Mr. Johnny.
Mm.
Thanks, KJ.
It's a full board.
I know. I just don't want to.
Why?
I don't know, because I'm having fun talking to you.
We can talk later.
I know, but we're not gonna ride home together today. And then I'm not gonna see you for like 3 weeks.
No, we're doing it next week.
Yeah, but after that.
I know. That's gonna be weird. But answer the phone anyway.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hi, girls.
Hey, Rooster, what's up?
Not much. Just sitting here enjoying the warm weather. How about you guys?
Oh, you're a lucky man.
It's gonna snow here tomorrow.
Is it true?
Yeah, 3 to 5 inches.
That makes me want to die.
I'm kind of excited. I live in Florida.
I wish I could join you down there for retirement this winter season.
I'll stay alive as long as I can possibly can. I'll wait for you.
Do you have cable?
What's that?
Do you have cable TV?
I do not.
Wait, so what do you do?
No, I have no television.
Oh, you have no television.
Wait, so what do you do all day?
He has the internet. No one watches TV on TV anymore.
No, I don't. I'm not connected to the internet either.
Okay, so then we're back to my question. What do you do all day?
Well, not much because I have to move slowly.
Yeah.
Basically, what I do is I enjoy life here at home, and I do, you know, little of this, little of that. You know, move this here, move this there, clean this, clean that. Sit in the chair a lot.
You relax.
Yeah, and
do you read?
I don't need to be entertained.
Well, that's good.
I can look outside
and
just enjoy all of the just, I don't know. It's
different than New York living.
Tranquility of not having all of that commotion going on.
That sounds nice, Rooster.
Yeah, that does sound nice. Maybe I'll come there and look out the window with you for a couple days.
Maybe Michelle and I will come visit.
I would love to have you come visit. But I'll tell you right now, it's the most boring place you've ever been to.
We like boring.
I don't.
Well, it's good now and then. It helps you kind
of maybe we'll try it out.
Yourself together.
What do you got for the call tonight, Rooster?
What's that?
What do you have for the call tonight? What are you guys really good at?
Well, Scott is really good at pulling together resources and getting things done. He's like a logistics engineer.
When's he getting out?
He enjoys doing that. That's why he throws such great parties, because he enjoys doing that.
He's a Renaissance man.
He does well at everything he does.
Well, good for Scott, and he's getting out soon, right?
Yeah, 13 days.
Damn. All right, cool.
So tell me, what's your holiday schedule? When are you going to be broadcasting, and when are you not going to be?
We are here next week, and then we are gone until the first Friday of January.
Okay, well, next week is Scott's last Friday night inside.
Party.
Whoa. And it's my birthday.
Yeah, and it's Franny's birthday.
Oh, there, you got my name right, finally.
Next Friday.
All right.
We'll have a big one.
Okay.
So you have a good one and enjoy the show.
Have a good one.
Bye, Rooster.
Bye.
Now what's happening?
Nothing.
Something. Why are you smiling like that?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hey, girls. I got through. What's up? How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, this is Franklin. I don't know if you guys remember me. I haven't been listening as much as I should.
Well,
I kind of remember you. You got locked in a bathroom once or something?
What?
Locked in a bathroom?
No, I guess it was someone else.
I mean, that's probably a lot of our listeners.
Yeah, I used to deliver pizza and stuff, and I used to listen like on the reg, delivering food. It was
on the rag?
On the reg. Right?
Yeah,
on the reg?
On the rack.
Okay, right. Sorry. Got it.
But, yeah, I work at Trader Joe's now.
Oh.
Classy.
We have a volunteer who works at Trader Joe's.
I hate that place.
I love that place.
I walked in once, I turned around and walked out.
Super love-hate relationship, especially working there.
What is it? You're a Whole Foods girl?
Yep.
I'm a Trader Joe's girl.
Gross.
You're gross.
I just saw the produce section
and
ran.
What are you good at, right?
Yeah.
What are you the best at?
What are you the call up and brag?
Yeah, it's basically bragging hour.
Okay. I mean, like, I got a couple, like two.
Oh, well.
I got one in a main. I got a main. So, I like to think I'm really good at skateboarding. Like,
cool.
I'm turning 30 in January, and I still am skateboarding. I like to think I'm progressing at a good pace for my age and level, you know?
It's hard to learn new tricks.
Yeah, I, like, still have it from when I was a kid a little bit, but, you know, I'm trying to progress as an older gentleman.
My 46-year-old boyfriend still skateboards.
You have a 46-year-old boyfriend?
Ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
I said ex-boyfriend.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I said ex-boyfriend.
There you go. But
my brother still skateboards.
In with working at Trader Joe's, I'm like the best at bagging groceries.
Yes!
Every day, I hear it, and I'm like, I tell them, I'm like, well, I get it, yeah, but it's kind of like the worst thing to be good at.
Which
know?
One
like,
do
I'm
you
really
work
good
at?
It, but it's embarrassing to even Mm-mm. be good at, right?
It's not embarrassing to be good at something. Which one do you work at?
Edgewater right now. I'm kind of close to you guys, yeah.
I don't know that one.
Edgewater is really close to Hoboken.
I think bagging groceries is a good thing to be good at because it takes foresight and mm-hmm. planning yeah. and strategy.
Yep. Yep.
I don't let anybody touch my groceries anymore. When I buy them, I get offended if you try to bag for me. So I'm like, I'm really the best. You know, I am.
Well, good for you, Franklin. Congratulations. You should be proud.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm glad to talk to you guys. It's been a long time.
Yeah, don't be a stranger, bud.
Cool. Yeah, Fridays.
All right.
Have a good one.
Bye. Have a good one.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I can flatten the heck out of a milk carton before putting it in the recycling.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm impressed.
I'm not
impressed.
Good at that.
That's a good one.
I wish I was good at that. I feel bad every time I take anything cardboard down to the recycling and I haven't flattened it.
It just takes
You don't flatten boxes?
Nope.
Okay, thanks for taking the call, girls. Have a good one.
And congratulations. What?
Congratulations?
He's good at crushing a milk carton.
Oh.
You don't even undo a box?
Mm-mm.
It's so easy.
I know.
The milk carton I almost understand.
Nobody does, though, in the building.
Oh, because you have someone to do it for you?
Yeah, they just pile them up in a corner in the basement.
That's fine. That's someone's job. What is going on?
Robin's trying to insult me, but it didn't work.
What'd she say?
I don't know, something about soda, but I don't drink soda, so.
In her face.
That's what I said.
Hi, Robin.
Whatever, Robin.
201-209-9368.
Nobody's calling.
You want to change it?
No, I'm just like, I kind of just like want to chill.
Well, then, good no one's calling, I guess, right? The comments board seems to be blowing up, so if you want to join it, go to WFMU.org and hit playlists and comments link.
Mr. Johnny, you don't just owe me flowers or chocolate. You owe me, like, diamonds at this point.
What did he say?
Would you characterize Franny's relationship as a May-December romance?
Oh, you're offended.
That's A, rude, B, wrong, because it's already been a year. So F you, Mr. Johnny.
It is true love always.
I am, like, pissed. Inappropriate. Should I take a call?
Will your boyfriend stick up for you on the comments board?
No, he's not on. People were pretending to be him, so he stopped.
I think that's funny.
Hello, you're on the radio.
Good evening, I'm Eric, and what I'm good at is listening, because why else would I be here with you? Of course, I've got a lot of practice, because I'm much younger.
Because you're what?
You're what?
Well, okay, I'm old.
Oh, okay. I was like, yeah, mature people don't listen to this show.
I know. I was just...
Oh, you meant old.
You meant old and immature.
Yes. Well, no, not immature.
Mature.
Yes, I can be.
Oh, my God. Okay, thanks for calling, buddy. Have a good one.
Be nice.
I am. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi,
Here's
Spike.
Here's what I can do. I can brag underwater.
Oh, know it all. Did you hear what he just said?
Yeah, I heard it.
I can brag underwater.
We heard.
You can brag above water.
You can brag
at all. Basically, every sentence you say is a brag. Actually, you know what? You're on the list because you're right. You are really good at bragging, so you should call in and brag about how you're good at bragging.
You're finally on the list.
I did it. Thank you so much.
Whatever,
I would
dude.
Stop talking.
Yeah, just stop talking because you're going to ruin it.
Yeah, you might actually win.
Okay.
Good boy. Listen at the end of the hour, know-it-all.
All right.
I don't like it when people say good girl, but I don't mind it when you say good boy.
To him?
Just in general.
Like, he deserved it.
Good boy.
Yeah, because he's like, he's not a good boy.
He didn't talk when you told him not to.
I know, that's why. He technically didn't call in with the answer that I'm putting him on the list for, but he kind of did.
He did with the call itself, not with the answer.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
His way.
God, he's so
It's bigger. It's bigger than him.
Imagine having to talk to him every day.
That guy can't have... Oh, he's a teacher.
Shocking.
Yeah. They must prank him so hard.
Do you think Andy's parents are listening to the show right now?
No.
They're going to know I'm a little bit drunk when
I come. His mom won't care.
Sometimes they listen. Oh, God. Sorry, guys.
When do I get to meet them?
I was...
No. Why not?
Maybe soon.
Okay.
They're cool.
I know.
Hi, you're on the radio. They're also our age.
I know.
Sorry, we were laughing. What'd you say?
I worked at Whole Foods years ago, and I think I'm a better bagger than the Trader Joe's.
Oh, we should have a bag off. I don't know how we do that.
How do we have a bag off?
We can't do one without having them both in the same place, and we don't want to hang out with them, so.
Hmm. This guy says he's better at bagging than the other guy?
Yeah.
Prove it.
I wish we could, like, give a list of items and have them place them in the bag. Like,
and then have a contest. They could just cheat.
Also, I don't like that Trader Joe's doesn't have scales and they charge you by individual produce
Michelle
instead
has
of
a
weighing
scale.
It.
I just got a scale. It's making me psychotic.
Michelle got a scale.
Don't tell anyone.
Sorry.
Is she selling drugs?
No, I wish.
I'm
okay.
Also the best at telling when people are lying.
I'm not selling drugs.
I know.
King Dean? Is this King Dean?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Is your name really Dean?
Yes.
I like that name.
Do you?
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, King Dean, thanks for calling. Have a
Thank
good
you.
One.
I will.
All right. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Barry. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hi, just
hey,
Ted.
Hey, Ted, what's up,
How come
dude?
You didn't send me any... Never mind.
Where's the Wine and Month Club? Never
Where's
mind.
Where's my birthday present? Never mind.
Where's all the stuff you usually get us? Never mind.
I'm coming in next week to drop off all that.
Oh, it's next week?
Well, it can't be flowers because I leave 3 days later.
Yes, I know. I know. Okay.
I'll take flowers.
I got that. But, you know, okay. I'm waiting on one more thing to come in. And then, you know, so I have it all together and then bring it all over at one time.
Are you coming on a Friday?
Probably, because I'm not sure when the last thing is going to get here.
Are you bringing food?
Do you want me to?
I'll probably be hungover, so sure.
Okay.
Wait, what are you going to make us? The chicken?
He doesn't make that.
I thought he made it.
He didn't make the chicken. He makes the cookies.
Oh, the cookies.
He made the ribs.
Ooh, bring the ribs.
Why don't you bring sliders?
What? Are you good at sliders, just 10?
Sliders is kind of tough to do.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Because I got to transport them, and you know,
okay.
You don't want to
they get, like,
that.
Stale?
Ribs are so messy.
They were good, though.
They were so good.
All
Maybe
right,
I should
I'll
have an
something.
FMU birthday party.
For you?
Here.
We used to have birthday parties all the time, remember?
One time when Ken brought me cupcakes.
I went and bought them.
Really?
Yeah.
That was so nice. Wait, did you say what you're good at, just Ted, other than giving really good presents?
I'm really good at math.
So is Franny.
I could see that.
He's a physicist.
Yeah, I think I'd probably crush Franny at math.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, it's not a competition, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not a physicist. I'm in fashion, but I was once very good at math.
Well, maybe you guys should... Were you a mathlete, Ted?
No.
I got a 5 on my AP calculus.
Oh, I got a 0.
No, I didn't take... I got better at math as I got older.
Mine's probably the opposite.
I got 100 in my graduate math class on my final.
Graduate math? Whew. You have to
But
pee.
Anyway, I'm also good at getting hospital staff to acquiesce to what I want.
That's a good thing to be good at.
Do they give you drugs?
No, I didn't ask for drugs.
Oh.
That's a good thing to be good at.
Kelly Jones and Robin are making a love connection on the freaking comments board right now. Kelly Jones is like, Robin, I love your Paul Klee avatar. And Robin's like, thanks, Kelly, with an exclamation point.
They could be...
Get a room, ladies.
Really good friends.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They would be hilarious together.
Supposedly, Robin was at JFK a few days ago, but she didn't tell
us
anything about it. All right, just Ted, thanks for calling. Have a good one.
All right, have a good one.
How did you know that?
She put it on the comments board. She called me. Tonight's topic is call and brag about yourself. What are you the best at? Call us at 201-209-9368. What are you the best at. Happy birthday to Ashley.
Oh, happy birthday, Ashley.
I got to hold her baby and feed her.
How old is the baby now?
She was born in April, so you do the math.
Why? You're the mathlete.
I don't care.
She bottle it? She bottle?
Yeah, it was a bottle. I mean, she does this, but this one was a bottle. But I got to hold her and feed her, and it was like a whole different scenario.
Now you want one again?
Well, now I want her.
You can't have her.
But I felt like there was a connection.
You can't have her.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
Have you ever fed a baby? It's like I could...
Yeah, I've fed a baby,
but
not...
That was the first time I've ever fed a baby.
Not since I was littler.
And I was like, this is weird.
I feel like when you're littler, you're not as scared of babies. And then when you get to the age where you're supposed to have a baby and you hold one, it's different. Like, my friends just had a baby, and I'm scared to hold her. Because I'm going to only want to hold her for, like, a minute.
Well, wait till she gets fat, then you'll feel better about it.
I want to hold her for a minute, and then I just want to be like, I'm done. What are you laughing at?
Kelly Jones says, don't harsh my gay love, bitches.
Damn.
I love her.
She better clear her schedule for the marathon.
Mr. Johnny wants to know if black calla lilies are in season.
Yes, they are beautiful.
I'll take those. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
It's Francis.
Hi,
I
Francis.
Fran too, though.
I don't go by Fran. I go by Franny.
No? Oh, well, I used to go by Franny, but only people try to make fun of me.
Yeah, because you're a man.
Yeah, I mean, kind of. I'm like...
A boy.
I'm a very feminine man, but...
Tell me more.
They
watch your language, Franny.
Whoa, baby.
Oh, yeah, I'm on the radio.
Yeah, you're on the
I'm
radio.
From New York, so I kind of say...
Yeah, I hear
yeah, we know.
I hear you, Franny.
We know.
How are you feminine?
How am I? I don't know. It's just... I mean, I was raised by a single mom, and she kind of raised me as the daughter she never had. So it was like, I'm okay with it, you know. I got my hair braided a lot. I paint my nails still.
Oh, cute.
Like, I'm straight.
Are you gender fluid? You know. All the kids these days are gender fluid.
What does that mean?
It means you don't associate
you're just you.
With either gender, and nothing is too male or too female. You're just whatever.
Well, sexuality is different than, like, a whole gender.
Yeah, thing. Agreed.
You could be... very feminine, but also, like, women.
Really? We cannot talk to you
we're
anymore.
Yeah, we're going to have to hang up on you, and I don't want to.
You can handle this power. What are you good at? Let me tell you what you're not good at.
Yeah. Jesus, bro.
Keeping your mouth clean on the radio, buddy.
You're right. Yeah, give me another chance.
I do like you. Have you called before?
Okay, what are you good at? Say it quick and say it clean.
What I'm really good at, I mean, again, this is nothing to do with sexual, but I'm really good at making my girlfriend happy. I could be, like, really, like, sad.
That
she could be
so
really sad.
Sweet.
She looks at me for 2 seconds, and all of a sudden she's happy. And it's like, and she does it to me, too. And it's,
aww,
like, a skill I'm really proud of, because I haven't really been able to do that to a lot of people.
Oh, my God.
Franny, you big old sap, you're on the list.
You like looking at her eyes really, really close.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're close.
Oh, jeez. All right, listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free T-shirt.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Have a good one, Franny.
You too. Take care.
I just like him because he has the same name as me. I hope his girlfriend calls and says he's a terrible boyfriend.
Michelle.
No, I don't. I'm sorry, I don't. I'm sorry. Love is real. Love is real and possible for all kinds of people.
Oh, wait, there's a really good answer on the comments board.
What is it?
Merc Retro says, I'm really good at being a secret slut but seeming really boring on the surface.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that. Secret slut. That's good. Good for her. Or him.
Drunk.
What? What are you going to do at dinner?
Pretend I'm not.
Okay.
They're probably all over there, like, cooking dinner listening.
They're probably all drunk, too.
Oh, my God. This is embarrassing. Mm-mm. Hi, you're on the radio. This is part of my job, though, so it's not really my fault.
Yeah, the drinking is part of your job.
It is. Imagine a sober show. It's not as funny.
I'm not drunk.
You will be when you finish that beer. How are you not drunk? We had the same amount of alcohol.
I'm fat now.
Crazy. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey.
What's up, buddy?
So I'm really good, or at least people tell me I'm really good
at having a full-blown conversation with somebody while playing the piano, like a complicated piano piece.
That is weird.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
That's hard.
Wait, did you see Call Me By Your Name?
Piano is muscle memory, so you kind of get used to it.
Did you see Call Me
By
Your Name?
No, I didn't see it yet. It seemed really long.
I mean, sometimes I'll have, like, a glass of red wine in one hand and play, like, a melody with the other hand and have a conversation with somebody, and it always blows people away.
I like a man who can play the piano.
Thank you.
No. Remember when Richard Gere played the piano in Pretty Woman?
No.
I love that movie.
Oh.
I love her clothes before she becomes classy.
Me too. I love that movie too. All right, have a good one, buddy.
You too, girl.
Oh my God, I can't even say have a good one without slurring.
That's not good. That's not good, Franny.
Sorry.
How did that? Did you eat lunch?
I had soup.
See, that's the thing. You don't eat enough.
Well, I didn't. I felt kind of fat today, so I didn't want to like eat.
Someone told me that fat isn't a feeling.
Fat is absolutely a feeling, and whoever said that to you is, like, weird and has never felt it. Was it a girl or a man?
It was a woman.
Weird. What woman?
I think I heard it on TV once.
Was she fat or skinny?
Damn! Really?
Only a skinny chick would say that.
I wonder.
I don't like it. That made me mad.
You have a beautiful body.
You told me my boobs are really big.
I've seen you naked. You have a beautiful body.
Oh, you? Yeah, that was like 7 years ago.
I know, same. 30 Ugh. Pounds heavier now.
God damn.
We're supposed to not care about stuff like that because we're intelligent, progressive women with
careers. I still
want
to be pretty and feel good about myself.
You are.
Mr. Johnny wants to know if Michelle is a good dancer. The answer is yes.
Oh, my God.
The answer is absolutely. Everyone who sees Michelle dance at a party is like, oh my God, look at Michelle.
I am an incredible dancer. I love to express myself. Didn't Andy say that? Michelle really loves to express herself.
In the form of dance. Through the form of, that's what he said the first time he saw her dancing. That's what he said to me the next morning.
I love to dance.
I said, Andy, did you have fun last night? He said, yeah, Michelle really likes to express herself through the form of dance. And I was like, that is a nice way of putting it. Yes, she
You
does.
Like the way I dance. It's spunky.
It makes me so happy.
No, but it's cool. It's not like I'm a bad dancer. I have rhythm.
No, you have rhythm. No, you're not. It's not like you're weird and
offbeat. I'm original.
You're weird and on beat and like, yeah, you got it.
I love to dance.
You just have very original dance moves.
As people should.
Very original.
Good for me.
I love them. I have a great time dancing with you.
I like dancing with you, too.
Thank you.
Can you come to the Christmas party this year and dance?
I'm coming to the Christmas party this year.
You say that every year.
Yeah, but this year I'm really coming. You know why? Because Andy's going to want to go.
Oh, good. That's a good reason. Maybe we could DJ together.
Who?
You and me?
With music?
Yeah, with music.
I don't know how to do that.
Miami bass, baby.
Okay! Oh my God, can I? Miami Heat with Frank Green. But you gotta say it like that, like it's fire.
You only have an hour. Daniel Blumen's in charge of picking the DJs for the Christmas
party.
Well,
I don't want an hour.
How long do you want?
I just want like a piece of your hour. Plus, you have to show me how to do it.
The only thing I like to, I don't actually like to do the DJ during the holiday party, but I go into the booth and I make everyone let me do the station ID for 4 hours in a row. They let me.
Carmichael says Frangri dances like Elaine on Seinfeld. I would say probably.
How does she dance?
Isn't it like awkward?
I don't know how she dances. You're a good dancer.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up? It's Jenna.
Jenna? Oh.
What?
Are you married with children?
Yeah. What?
Where have you been?
Are you divorced already?
Are you in college, though?
Did you get divorced yet?
No, I'm still in high school.
How?
What? Are you serious?
Well, she was like
30. Yeah, I'm a junior.
Junior? Where are you going to college?
I don't know
yet. Are you going to go to college, Jenna? Because you need to go to college, Jenna.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
All right.
I'm looking at Rutgers right now.
Oh, good
that's
for
a
you.
Very good school. Good well you. Done.
A lot of people here went to Rutgers.
It's where Johnny Mueller went.
I heard that girls call it Sluckers.
Well, good for you, Jenna. All
right, so I am the best at keeping ants off of Christmas trees.
What?
Ants go on Christmas trees?
Oh, because of the sap. Because of the sap?
I have a lot of siblings. I have three older brothers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so when I was little, we would all, like, have our own job for the Christmas tree. One of my brothers would be like, oh, I'll put the star on the top. Oh, I'll put the tinsel on. I'll put it on the other decorations, whatever. But when it got to me, there wasn't much else left to do. So at one point, I just said, well, you know what? I'll keep the ants off the Christmas tree.
Oh, like as a joke.
I till this day, there have never been ants on my Christmas tree.
That's cute.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
What's his name?
His name is Nick.
Did you lose your virginity yet?
My dad's listening.
So?
No.
He probably knows.
Let's not do this.
She doesn't have to answer. No one's making her.
She just laughed weird.
That means yes.
I've been with him for like over a year now.
Then okay. That's a yes. Good for you, girl.
Make good choices.
Make
please.
Good choices. Be better. Be better than us.
No, I didn't lose my virginity till I was later.
I thought you were still a virgin, Michelle.
When did I say that?
I don't know.
Born again.
Till I was later. Michelle, how old were you when you lost your virginity?
Well, the first time or the second time?
What do you mean? You can only lose it once.
I feel like the first time didn't count.
Okay, so give me your first and your second. I'll give mine, too.
17 and 19.
Mine was,
17
I think,
and 18.
Mine was 16.
16 and 18.
Mine was 16 and 19. Tell us the truth.
16 or 17.
Yeah, around there.
And 18.
Okay.
The 18 was the one that counted.
Yeah, that's how I see it.
Because the other time was only once.
See, we're pretty good, actually. All right, Jenna, nice to hear from you. Make good choices. Use protection.
Please use protection.
Be responsible. Don't drink and drive.
Don't do pills and drink vodka at the same time.
Good point, Michelle.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
You're welcome.
Remember when Jenna, were you here when Jenna came here once for the marathon?
I was.
With her dad.
That was cool. She was so little.
She was a kid. She was a little kid. She was 13. Excited about taking a photo with us. Look at her now.
She hates us.
Yeah. She's probably like, ugh,
I'm
God.
Better than them.
Yeah. Those girls are annoying.
We need some younger kids.
Like Lulu?
Lula.
Oh, Lula.
Oh, yeah, she's so cute. I'm obsessed with her.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I just asked my friends what I was good at, and they all said ghosting.
Oh, that's messed up.
Dude, that is not something to be proud of, you jerk.
Wait, did it today.
You did not.
Why can't you just be a man and say, hey, young lady, you're very kind, but I'm not interested in pursuing a relationship any further.
Hey, that's what I did today. I'm making changes.
You did the right thing today? Who is this?
Yeah, this is Ian.
Ian!
What's wrong with you? It's because you're handsome.
Ian, I thought you were better than this.
Me too.
Ian, I really thought you were a better man than that.
We don't love you anymore.
I mean, I do.
Me too. Changes.
Why did you do that?
Of course he's a ghoster. Have you seen his face?
Yeah, he's hot.
Yeah, he's hot.
Ian, why did
you do that? Listen, Ian, though, like, that's honestly not something to be proud of.
His friends are probably jealous that he gets more tail.
You should just be honest with a young lady if you're not interested.
Who was it? Have we met her?
No.
Don't ghost people. That's so mean.
I know.
It's really not hard to just be like, hey, sorry, I'm not interested.
Are you online dating? Where do you meet these girls?
Yeah, on Tinders.
Yeah, I thought you had a girlfriend.
Yeah, you have a girlfriend!
I don't.
You told us at your birthday
I thought you met a girl.
Had a girlfriend. No, you met the girl with the eyebrows.
Who was that?
What's her name again?
May.
Did you guys go to the
Did you ghost her?
No,
they're friends.
He probably ghosted her, and then she was like, can we be friends?
No, they're friends. They're pals. Did you guys go to that Pink Floyd show?
We did, or I took another friend.
Was it ridiculous?
A different girl that you ghosted?
I was under the impression that it was a laser show, and we got there, and it was all, like, Wall Street people.
No!
These, like, 50-year-old dudes playing Pink Floyd.
That sounds fun if you're high. All right, do you want to hang out one day?
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool.
He's probably going to ghost your ass.
No one ghosts my ass.
I'm not ghosting anymore, so.
All right, good for you, Ian. Make changes. Your life is yours.
Yeah. All right. See you guys.
Have a good one. His friend's probably just jealous.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, girls, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Not much. I'm really good at moving through crowds without being a jerk about it.
Ooh, that's a good skill.
That is a good skill. That is a good skill.
You know what I mean? I don't know if it's because I've been going to shows for so long and, you know, from going to the malls and stuff like that, but it's like, you can be really tactful about it. You don't have to be a dick, you know?
Please don't curse.
Yeah.
Don't curse.
I'm sorry.
Okay. That's okay.
If I find it's easier, if you're ever in a situation, get yourself like to the edges.
Mm-hmm.
So if things like bottleneck or something, there's a way out. You could skip out real easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I said, you can do it tactfully, like without shoving people and being a jerk. So
that's a good skill. All right, bud. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Love the show.
Thanks.
Bye.
Have a good one. I have to pee. Hi, you're on the radio.
Are you gonna go?
Like, I really need.
Yeah. Good evening, Franny. Good evening, Michelle.
Hi.
Yeah, my family, we're the biggest juggalo juggalettes on this side of the Miss.
I don't have time for that. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys. So it's Clancy. I'm calling to brag about myself. That's the topic, right?
Please do, Clancy.
With a name like Clancy, you probably brag a lot.
You're a wasp.
Okay? Yeah, we can hear you okay.
Cool. So, not to take up any time, but, what am I really good at? Well, I was recently moving out of a house. I was digging through all the boxes of all the stuff I randomly saved. I'm sure you guys all know about that.
Wait, what did you say?
When I was moving out of a house recently.
Uh-huh.
Digging through all the random boxes of stuff.
Did you own the house or rent the house?
Really important. So,
did you just ignore?
Digging through it all, and I find the blue ribbon. Mm-hmm. I go, what is this? You know, I don't have any trophies of any kind. The blue ribbon, it's from the fifth grade. Mm-hmm. Apparently, I got first place in the log toss.
What's so a log toss?
Fifth grade. Yeah, in the fifth grade, apparently, I was the best little fifth grader at throwing large pieces of wood through the air.
What's a log toss? I'm from Puerto Rico. We don't have that there.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird thing. So it's just like, I guess like they do it in Scotland, where they just take the trees and just like hurl them through the air.
Uh-huh. And that's it?
I don't know why we were doing it in the fifth grade, but...
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So, random talents. And yeah, I'm really good at that.
Well, good for you. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Have a good one. You're on the radio.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm really good at predicting how movies are going to end and ruining the ending for everybody.
That's not nice. But that's not that hard these days either.
That's true. But, you know, even with, like, older movies, I feel like I'm pretty good at it.
Well, good for you.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Have a good one, bud.
You too, weirdos.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm really good at helping people find information.
What kind of information?
Anything they could be looking for.
Secrets?
Secrets?
On the interweb?
Like a stalker?
On the dark web?
Like a stalker?
Oh, my God. Have you ever been on the dark web?
What's the dark web?
It's where the really good internet lives.
How do I get there?
I'm not sure. How do you get on the dark web? Ken's been on it. Station manager Ken's been on
it. Can he send me the URL?
I don't think there is a URL.
There's no URL.
Does it really
exist? It does exist. It's where all the good stuff is.
Wait, you guys, Michelle's laughing really hard because I went to the bathroom to pee and I came back and I was in such a rush I forgot to zip up my fly. Wait, but what do you mean? I thought the dark web was like a myth.
No, you go to the dark web and that's where you can buy bath salts and guns.
But that doesn't exist.
Yes, it does. No. All the younger kids are on it. They do gambling.
All your drugs, all your porn.
Gambling, drugs, pornography.
But how do you get on it?
Through a firewall? No, not a firewall. Through like a private IPN? Is that right? Through a private IPN?
You gotta have your IP address routed so that it can't be tracked.
Right.
And then you can get access to the sites if it recognizes that you're having your IP address bounced around.
So if you have a normal IP address, it won't let you see it?
Yeah.
You have to have a VPN, is that right?
Robin says Ken may very well be the source of the dark web.
He might.
Yeah, he might be.
Oh, my God, he might.
Yeah.
You're right, Robin.
Yeah.
Can I want to get on the dark web.
Okay. What's his name?
What's your name?
My name's Ty.
Ty?
Yeah.
Okay, Ty. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, girls.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
How are you doing?
Listen, I am really, really...
Drunk.
...really good at absolutely nothing.
You're good at drinking.
No.
Yes.
Just nothing.
Yes, you're pretty good at drinking.
But really,
I bet you're good at
nothing is and can't be everything.
I bet you're.
Did she just say nothing is and can be everything? Everything.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Wow.
Isn't that lovely?
I bet you're good at making men do things for you.
Yes.
You are probably a top-notch manipulator.
Have you ever paid for anything in your life?
Does a man pay your rent? Does a man buy you dinner, like, almost every night?
No.
Does a man buy your liquor?
Very, very good at taking care of myself.
That's important. That's important.
Yes.
What's your name, sister?
But I thought it was important to say that everybody isn't always good at everything, but some people are very, very, very good at nothing.
I'm good at nothing.
That's
very simple.
All right. That's
you're
big.
Very deep and existential.
That's a big idea. Yeah. That's a big idea.
Isn't that profound?
It's heavy. It's heavy.
I think so.
I do,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. I'm very good at knowing about people like Mr. Know-It-All.
Oh, not that again. All right, sister, thanks for calling. Have a good one. We don't want to talk about him.
Mm-mm. He's hardly
want to talk to him, so.
Is he going
to
win?
Also, Mr. Johnny's making that same old boring joke. Is this Franny from the future? Like, God.
He needs some new material.
Yeah, let it go, buddy.
Workshop some new material.
I've rebranded. Make fun of that. Jeez. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hey, how you doing tonight? Talking about something you're good about, yeah?
No, you got to tell us what you're the best at.
All right. I might be the best at this, and it's happened to me recently, and it kind of surprised me. Good Samaritanism. Okay? I was in two situations recently where maybe it's only towards, like, drug addicts and homeless people, but there was a guy, like, I work near a methadone clinic. There was a guy in the middle of the street on 34th Street, just, like, literally right in the middle of the street, right in front of Madison Square Garden. Crowds of people everywhere. He's in the middle of the street. And you know, you ever see a guy come out of the methadone clinic and they're kind of like sleeping in the middle of standing?
Bored.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there it was. And this guy was in the middle of the street doing it. No one's doing anything. Went over to him. I didn't even think about it. Went over to him and was like, hey, buddy, you're nodding in the middle of the street. Let's get you off the street. And I just helped the guy out. He didn't even really know what was going on. Took him over and there it was. Okay. That was number one.
Oh, we
only need
it's
one.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Oh my God, I hate that guy.
He was fine. New York's cold.
One time
man,
I was
though.
Really drunk on the 4th of July and I was walking home from Shruti's house and there was a dude doing that thing on the corner where they were like falling but not like a buoy.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, you okay? Don't fall. And I fell.
Those dudes are really good at not falling. They have years of being heroin addicts to practice that. I got a horrible nosebleed this morning, BTW.
Did
no.
Did you just say BTW?
Yes. After I had that horrible dream that I had to have sex with Orlando Bloom.
I had a dream that I got stabbed.
Who stabbed you?
My boyfriend.
Did you wake up mad at him?
No, I've been having a lot of anxiety, so I know it's that. So, like, I've been having enough dreams bad about him to the point where I don't no longer even get mad at him.
Does that hurt his feelings?
That I no longer get mad? Or
no, no, no. That you have dreams that he does bad things like stab.
No, but he knows I've been having anxiety, so
I think I'm sorry that you're having anxiety.
Last night was the first night I didn't drug myself. I regret that. 100% regret that. I didn't sleep, like, at all.
I, like, now my new thing is getting high and watching the Great British Baking
Show. On the
show.
Pots? On the I wonder if that'll help me.
No.
Oh.
Sometimes.
I just don't want to take a pill every night. Like, that's
not a good
feeling.
You don't have to take one every
feeling.
Night. You could just drink NyQuil.
Same thing.
Not really.
I mean, I don't want to, like, have to take something. Orlando Bloom, huh?
Ugh, it was horrible. He was a little.
He's gross. He probably is like a skinny. Ugh. Like a long skinny.
Yuck, it was horrific. Horrific.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Ladies! How are you this evening?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay. I honestly just called to say happy Friday, and I enjoy you guys immensely. And I'm happy to even be sharing a moment with you.
That sounds dirty, and I did not consent to this moment.
Maybe one day we'll be able to take it past that, but it's only fantasy for me right now.
Don't get arrested. I hear those sirens.
Yeah, dude.
They're chasing me.
Ew, he's gross. I don't know what he was saying, but I didn't like it. I feel dirty.
I wish I was more dirty. I haven't done anything bad in a long time.
You've been, like, addicted to work.
Oh, my God, I'm addicted to work.
Yeah, it's true. You haven't done anything bad. Let's do bad things on my birthday.
Okay.
Okay.
I did bad things on Barbara's birthday.
That was, like, over a year ago.
I mean, I'm sure I've done bad things since then.
Yeah, you have.
What? What bad things?
Hi, you're on the radio.
What bad things?
I don't know. You're on the radio.
I think, you know, this hasn't been useful since, like, high school, really, but I think I'm really good at making mixtapes.
That's pretty good. That's an art form.
That's cute.
I pay a lot of attention to, like, the way one song ends and the next one begins.
It's called a segue. All right, well, good job, buddy.
All right.
Have a good one.
It's over in a minute.
One more?
Yeah, two more, maybe.
Hi, you're on the radio. Make it quick.
All right. Hi. What's up? What is the topic? I don't know.
Oh, come on. You could have told him the topic.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Anna.
Wild Bill's great niece.
What's that?
I'm Wild Bill's great niece.
Wild Joe's great niece?
Oh, okay, cool. What are you really, really, really good at?
Aerial show.
What?
Aerial silk.
An aerial show.
Aerial silk yoga.
Is that what
she said? Aerial silk yoga.
What? Aerial show yoga? What? What
is? How do you do that?
Aerial silk yoga.
I don't know what she's saying.
I don't either. Something about yoga.
How old are you?
7.
Oh.
You're very cute, Anna.
You are cute, Anna.
I'm sure you will reach very high, high places with your something, something yoga. Have a good one.
I didn't understand what she was saying. I don't think she does yoga.
I don't know what the hell she was saying. Hi, you're on the radio. Last call. Make it quick.
Good evening. I'm the best at making public records requests to the government and getting information for the people to find out how they actually operate.
Cool.
That's good.
I think the winner's know-it-all. I'm sorry, Michelle, but the winner is know-it-all being the best bragger.
Remember when you said he would never win?
Well, then we had a bragging show, and he was the clear-cut winner.
All right, good job, Know-It-All.
Know-It-All, you're the winner. Email us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at wfmu.org. I heard you're just supposed to go 91.1 and 91.9 instead of 91.1. That's what Vin Scalzo said. Vic Scalzo? You don't care?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Who's up next?
You say it.
Billy Jam.
Facebook, right?
The frequency low. You gotta mess with the lower frequencies. You gotta mess with the lower frequencies. You gotta mess with the lower frequencies.
Boogie down, bad boy, boss.
Yeah.
Chat.
This is serious, yeah.
Mankind.
I just wanna time up on this mic.
Mankind.
They really working on what they write.
Money, holes, and clothes. Blood, smoke coming out the nose. It's all hard to get those.
Chat.
We never, 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 never cross.
Mankind.
We never, 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 never go cross.
Mankind. Cactus Jack, no love. Mankind. Chat. I said a hip hop. Hit with Big Papa. I love it when they call me Witch Doctor, Dr. Dre or Dr. Oz, Dr. J, Modern Times, Dr. King meets Dr. Spock. Writing rhymes, this the life and times of Scott LaRock. That at 25, same age, Pop was shot. We in the same age of Boom Bap, Boogie Down, Bad Boy, Basquiat, Crack Cocaine, Kurt Cobain, Kakarot, Fusion and Rap and Rock, iPhone, Macintosh, Black Lives Matter, Black Astronauts. People saying back in my day, we ain't have a rock. We ain't have to question if the president was gonna be black or not. As for Mankind, this a fusion of Shaq and Oz, Ali, mixed with a rap LeBron, Quali, my deep back, a bond riding on a satellite, passing time for the bragging rights, half the time, Mankind.
We never, 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 never cross over. We never, 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 never go karma, shalalalala. I'll never cross over. I'll never cross over. I'll never cross over. I'll never cross over. We never, never.
I said a hip hop number one chief rocker, Dougie Fresh to death beatboxer, stick and move, hit the groove, block parties, Bacardi Dark, Park Jams made your body rock, don't stop till you get enough, rock steady, crack rock made the block heavy, had to grow up fast, hot stove cooking blow on gas, it's electric, Grandmaster Flash had the message, Grandmaster Cass was a weapon, South Bronx veteran, Black Power ex-con Edison, train cars, bomb elegant, Mayor Koch calling us all terrorists, more I declare war rhetoric, for soul rebels, the rap revolution, next phase black evolution, two turntables and an iron mic, mic check, chin check with the right left, mama said knock you out.
Once upon a time up on this mic, MCs be really working on what they write,
money holes and clothes, blood smoke coming out the nose, it's on to get the old.
Never, 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 never cross over.
Come on.
We never, 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 never go commercial. La, 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 la. I'll never cross over.
This is Chuck D, and you listen to Billy Jam.